Listen, folks, I get up here like a machine gun and just rattle through all the crimes the globalists are committing and cover all the different facets of it. But it's real. There are powerful interests that want monopolies, that want to control your life, who'll give billions of dollars to their buddies' companies to never build a single, you know, alternative energy system because they never intended to, who will shut down power plants in your area so their power plant that's in with the government will make 10 times the money. Where they'll shut down a pipeline bringing us oil so that Warren Buffett can ship it by train to the coast to send it to China. And then Warren Buffett pays the news media on record, Aaron was pointing this out to me yesterday, to put out PR stories about what a philanthropist he is when he actually put his money in a tax-free foundation and makes money off of it. And they're buying up big pharma companies, vaccines, Bill Gates is involved with him. It is beyond out of control. And Internet, too, going back 12 years ago, this consortium would meet and admit it's going to be big business, academia, and government. They're going to control the new Internet, and they're going to make you sign agreements to be on their platforms, and then they can shut you down anytime they want. It's the privacy agreements. It's the terms of use. And they own what you're doing. You waive all your rights. And the old web is just shut down. Now, a way to boil it down is you hear about net neutrality, where companies say you've got to pay us to go over our routers, even though you're already paying for the internet connection. So this is about getting the whole world economy wired into this, letting it be free for a while, and then coming in and taking it over. It's like toll road companies letting you build big highways with taxpayer money. The gas tax is paying for it all. They call it privatization, but it's not really. They hand it over, even though it's still government financed, to a private management company that then puts a new lane on it with paint and technically says, well, now we're allowed to put a toll road on it, even though the laws say you can't toll existing roads. So they're just hijacking our infrastructure. And this is what the IMF and World Bank have done in the third world. It's now coming here. Look at the austerity in Europe. Look at Europe signing on to this new internet censorship treaty, the ACTA. Look at how they're announcing that they're going to raise everybody's taxes to, quote, pay off the debt, but most of the debt isn't even the people's own debt. The debt is incurred by the mega banks. Catherine, does it ever make your head spin just to see the enormity of this planned economy unfolding?
It can be a little overwhelming, doesn't it? It can leave you a little bit stunned. And, you know, I always try to encourage people, though, because it can be so easy to just say, it's too much. We can't fight back. There's nothing we can do. And then I take a look, and one of the things that's really encouraged me in the last probably decade or so has been the natural foods market. You know, just organic foods, if you just think about that alone, and obviously that's just one tiny little sliver, but there was a time, you know, 10, 15 years ago when those of us who were saying, wait a minute, they're putting all this garbage and there's hydrogenated vegetable oil and corn syrup and it's all in our food and everybody's getting sick. And then little by little, the activists, the people telling their friends, the listeners like your listeners, sending emails and distributing your information, getting the word out, created a grassroots movement that has now made the organics market the fastest moving food market in the country today. So obviously that's just one sliver, but I encourage people not to give up and not to lose heart, because there are projects that people have been working on for, you know, 3-4 years, and they say it's not getting anywhere, we're not getting any traction. And then you look up and you go, wait a minute, woo, things are changing. So don't lose hope. And I think the key thing, and this is why I think the internet is where this whole fight really comes together. You know, you can talk Agenda 21, you can talk toll roads, you can talk North American Union, you can talk all this stuff, but where the crux really is this internet, this ability to communicate. Because if they can shut that off, if they can keep us from communicating, if they can censor, watch, and filter us and make sure that you can't even log on to send an email without a thumbprint that puts you through some FBI computer that makes sure you're pre-approved, if we can't communicate with each other at that point, then anything they want to do is going to be doable. So the key, and this is why I'm such a huge supporter of your radio program. It's why I do radio. It's why I encourage people, use startpage.com, get a private email address, pay attention. Because, and don't just fall into the easiness trap. You know, it's really easy to just flip on and listen to, you know, whatever mainstream media is blathering out on your car radio if you don't take the time to try to find some real radio. It's really easy to just use whatever default search engine is on your browser, which is going to be Google. It's simple. It's hard to say, let me find Alex Jones, let me listen to Catherine Albrecht, let me find startpage.com, let me make those switches. And the thing I liken it to, Alex, do you remember back when there was really nothing but Microsoft Word? That's all you had was just Microsoft. And everybody all of a sudden started typing in Times New Roman 12-point font. Like overnight, like everybody just used that one font because those were the default settings. And this is kind of a phrase that I use a lot just in my own work is I think, all right, what are the default settings here? The default setting is what you're always talking about with different language. You know, you're born, you go to K through 12, you do 12,000 hours of public school, government school seat time to be indoctrinated. And then you go and you go to your college or your whatever job, and then you retire and you pay your taxes and that's the end of you. And meanwhile, you're being watched, controlled, manipulated, and used. And that's the default setting. Other people are finding ways to switch that off. Let's homeschool our kids. Let's take an alternative way of getting through the education system. Let's take an alternative way of finding out information. Let's find an alternative way of searching the internet or sending email or making phone calls or whatever it is. And it's really turning off those default settings and being conscious about it. And let me tell you, people are ready. That's why you
and
know,
that's the
organic
secret.
Is an alternative. Organic food's an alternative.
And that's the secret because, sure, 15 years ago you couldn't find organic food anywhere. People put pressure on the system, and so it created an economy. Now the establishment has created subgroups and clones of Kraft and the rest of it that masquerade as true organic, but people now get wise to that. I mean, this is an ongoing fight. And it's the same thing with the standardization at Disney World or SeaWorld or now to get library books to biometrically scan you. We've just got to learn to say no, because once that's standardized, now they're going to do it where you have to do that to buy and sell in their own words so they can put taxes and regulations on you, like the $5 to use your ATM card at Bank of America. They were going to set the standard industry-wide but had to back off. Take SOPA. That shows the power we've got, and where we really learn how much the system really wants, the power grab, is in what they always ask for up front. Take about a year ago, the Cybersecurity Command, already in place and running under NORTHCOM, admitted, we want all IT professionals certified by the federal government.
I remember that.
And working for us, and even small internet companies in small towns, we have to have our hubs in there. You have to work for us. You have to sign all these agreements. I mean, they want a total authoritarian control grid. And let's not forget, Google, Microsoft especially, but Yahoo, all of them, Sun Microsystems, Cisco, they helped build the great electronic firewall of China. They helped build what's going in worldwide. They know how to censor. And so they're now attempting this. So people better use the free web to fight for its future, but to also fight like it's not going to be here. You see, folks, everything is accelerating in this phase. Everything is quickening right now. The wars, the tyranny, the checkpoints, the TSA, and now announcing they're going to be in the airport parking lots. I told you it'd first be at the concourse, you know, then in the parking lots, now at your shopping malls. That's starting. They're going to be at the Super Bowl groping people. They're training your local police, highway checkpoints. I mean, it's all here. It's all happening. And Catherine, what do you see unfolding as this awakening accelerates and the tyrants realize we're waking up and try to rush in to block us and accelerate their incremental plan?
Well, you know, we have an interesting window right now, Alex, because we have more ability to organize and communicate now than any people at any time in the past ever in all of human history. And I think that the as you call them, the globalists, the people who want to shut all this down, they are hoping beyond hope that we do not actually collectively recognize the power that we have before they can get rid of it. I really do believe that that is what's
No, that's
happening.
It. Exactly. We either recognize our power and use it or be slaves in a technocratic technotronic system that they call it a scientific dictatorship. They call it an authoritarian system. The Economist magazine, Newsweek, Time, every day I see articles where the establishment mouthpieces are saying, Catherine, tyranny is good. The experts are going to run things. It won't be a Mussolini or a Hitler in a clown outfit. It's going to be ruled by these corporate globalist bureaucrats. Let me get your take on that. But then I want to give you some Bill Gates news.
Oh, Bill Gates news. All right. Well, I'm always up for that because he's an interesting character and player in all of this. Yeah, the key thing, and again, I keep coming back to the same point. We've got to take the tools that we have and hang on to them with both hands, kicking and screaming to not let go of them. That's why the whole SOPA protest, regardless of whether it was the corporate guys doing it, I think it sent a message to the general public that, wait a minute, so there is a power game going on, and we can use the internet to stop something that seems more powerful, like, you know, basically Congress. So the SOPA thing was a beautiful experience, I think, for us nationally as a nation of people who want freedom to say, oh, wait a minute, so things can change. And I want people to grab a hold of that, even if you don't like the companies that did it or the websites that did it. Doesn't matter. The reality is that that was a perfect example of the internet coming together, coalescing. And what is the internet basically other than us? Coming together and coalescing, collectively putting their foot down and saying, heck no, you're not going to do, you know, whatever it is.
Well, that's it. That's it. But the internet is even more than that. It is the future architecture of commerce and of all technological systems. It is the integrated high-tech society, and they're trying to twist the architecture into total control.
Well, and this is why I got a couple of things I want to recommend. People, use cash. Use it or lose it, because cash is your only anonymous payment method. And not only anonymous, because a lot of people say, well, I don't care if people know what I buy. It doesn't matter, because your credit card number can be turned off. Your $50 bill cannot, you know, without a whole lot of whole other kind of thing going on that everybody's going to notice. But don't rely so much on these electronic things.
And notice they're already trying to demonize cash. They're already trying to get rid of it, because once they've got you cashless, there's no escaping all the fines and fees.
That's right. And not only the fines, fees, and taxes, and them getting their cut of every single thing you do, but also the traceability, the trackability, and more importantly, their ability to say no. So, you know, you look at some of these insurance companies, and they've actually had conversations about using your frequent shopper card. That's how I got started in all this, using the card that you're showing at Safeway or Kroger or wherever you're shopping, and using it to say you are overweight or you have high blood pressure, and so you cannot buy these particular items. And when you scan your card, rather than making it discounts, it's going to be the mandatory scan of your ID card, and we're going to make you put back all the things on your shopping cart.
They're already doing stuff. Like that. I saw a case a few years ago where the guy admitted he drank a six-pack of beer every night to his doctor. And so it was a bizarre story how they then gave him a DWI even though he wasn't driving. I mean, they're now arresting five-year-olds that run on the playground. Associated Press, Catherine.
Yeah, it's where we're going. So if people don't want to live in that kind of world, and I think most of us don't, then you got to say, how am I contributing to it? And if you're saying, if every other word out of your mouth is Google this or Google that, if you're whipping out your Visa credit card to pay for everything you do, if you're doing all of your purchasing online instead of actually going to real stores, brick and mortar, and supporting local businesses, if you're going to Walmart every time you need to fill your shopping cart, then you are basically contributing to the problem, because doing the status quo, taking those default settings, is adding to the problem. And we've got to be in mass. And I know enough people listen to your program that even if just we did this, we'd have a massive impact. Because, you know, I drive up and down the freeways, by the way, in New Hampshire, and I see InfoWars bumper stickers on the back of random cars. I mean, you are everywhere, Alex. So if the listeners to this radio program would get a clue and say, all right, here are some things I'm going to do. I'm going to start paying cash. I'm going to start patronizing locally owned stores, even if I have to pay more. You know, everybody always says, oh, but everything's so cheap at Walmart. I say, how cheap is your freedom? How much are you willing to sell that for? Because I would rather go to a local store, and I do this consciously, and spend an extra 50 cents on a $2 item, consciously aware, with total awareness that I'm spending more, and I view that 50 cents as me putting money to fund the things I believe in.
And by the way, there's so much stuff out there. A lot of times you can buy stuff at a swap meet or a garage sale. That's why the headline Fox News last year, $15 million fine for garage sale. They are coming. Forbes asked the question, why is there a war against lemonade stands? Why is there a war against Amish or folks selling pecans on the side of the highway? Because the system This is a corporate takeover.